Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for January 19th, 2017. I am your host, Jaron Negrelli. This podcast features songs from tkjingles.com. Today we're going to open up with a big announcement about the next Jingle Fest, and then we have a ton of new songs to get through. It's been a really busy week on the site. The return of the old cesspool of the week, a special feature on John Feinstein, a custom jingle, and then the debut of an utterly comparable and awful performer. Stick around. Awesome show. Probably. Well, I can't, probably shouldn't guarantee that.
Another TK Jingle Show. I don't know where we'll do it though. We've gotta raise a little dough to do another jingle show. This time I planned so much. A bus tour and a lunch this summer. I need some cash for Robert Burr. Burf, the utterly comparable Thomas Burf. Oh no, please don't stick us all with Thomas Burf.
That's right, TK Jingles is going live again June 24th, 2017 with the Desolation of Songe. TK Jingles Live 2017. And there's a Kickstarter right now. You can get some pretty cool swag. We've got the official I Have a Piano sheet music transcribed note for note by John Nicefinger. It is spectacular. We also have the typical shirts and swag and things like that that you can go enjoy. This year, as I alluded to in the song there, though, we have also got some more fun activities. So last year, we had the social greeting on Friday night at the request of Bonnie Burko, and that ended up being so much fun. I want to do that again. So Friday night, we'll do something at the Palm and just get together and hang out for an hour or two. Anybody coming from out of town, just kind of meet and greet. And then Saturday morning, at some point, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock, we're going to have a bus tour of all the most important DC landmarks. And of course, I'm talking about La Cheeserie and Bagel City and McDonald's restaurant, things that have been mentioned on the show. We're going to tour around for a couple hours. That tour will end at Tony's new restaurant, Chad's, for a big group lunch. And we'll take a break, kind of go our separate ways, and then reconvene a few hours later for the live show. So in order to make all that happen, though, I really, if you enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy what I've been doing the last few years and you want to bring all these people together, it does cost money. So we're trying to get enough money to pay for airfare, hotel, everything for all the different performers. And then venue is really the biggest challenge we have this year. So as I mentioned in the opening there, I don't know where we'll do the show because all the places I've contacted in DC right now have like a $10,000 to $20,000 bar minimum, which is insane. So I don't plan to raise $20,000, but at the same time, I do want to try to have some level of cash reserves so that we can actually pay a venue fee, maybe at a hotel or somewhere that has a reasonable fee for a few grand or whatever, that we can just book a place without having to commit to some totally asinine bar minimum. And so anyway, if you were going to come, I'd ask that as your way of registering your headcount, please just go to the Kickstarter, give a few bucks, buy a shirt, do something. That way we'll kind of gauge how many folks are coming. We'll do a poll after it launches, and then you know, we can do this thing. There will be tickets. I don't know that I'll be selling tickets necessarily, but I will send them to everybody who supports the Kickstarter, and then, you know, that's your entry to the event. And worst case scenario, you know, if we get 50 people, I would love to do this at Kilroy's again or some small place. But last year, you know, we had maybe 600 or 700 people show up. I think 150 people supported the Kickstarter. So obviously a lot of those people, you know, just came, and that's fine because, you know, it was meant to be a community gathering. But, you know, if I'm going to book a place that hosts 500, it's unfortunately this year, there's no sponsorship or anything like that. So we're going to need to find some way to pay for all that. So I encourage you, if you're coming, show your support, go to Kickstarter, search for TK Jingles, or go to tkjingles.com. There's a masthead right at the top of the page that has a link to it. You can get all the information about the bus tour, the I Have a Piano stuff, everything else about Desolation of Solange. There's a really awesome custom song that John Eiswinger and Jason Fuse put together for the intro video, so go check that out. It's a really nice scoring to a very simple little video. I have just kind of give you an overview of the event. All right, so now on to the music. Enough shilling for TK Jingle stuff. So we've got so many new songs recently. It's great. Wanted to open up the show with five new songs about random topics from the past week or so by Robert Berg, Dougie, Matthew Dillhoff, Robert Berg again, and Sean Morrissey.
Can I switch topics? Dawson's Creek.
It was 1998, so Liza just turned 22, watching a show for teenage girls, reading Sassy magazine, listening to NSYNC, posters of unicorns on his bedroom walls, and the estrogen flows like falling water. I don't wanna wait for this segment to be over. Sorry, Satch, but I'm fast forwarding. I don't wanna hate. We all have guilty pleasures, but this show has a guy on it called Pacey.
Well, I'm a biking down the road. I'm wearing white clothes. Multiples are for her what I find. 4, 8, 12, 16, square it, and you'll see what it's like to be in my mind. Counting's easy, counting is easy. Don't let the fact that I am crazy drive you crazy. Wawa gave me change again. 15 pennies means a trip to the bank. Just find a place in your nightstand and stack them freely. Come on, baby, this traffic is crazy. The sight of double parked cars makes my nose bleed. And I lose the money of my friends. Chadwick's will never turn a profit again. Too many bowling alley fries gain the LBs. Ooh,
ooh. There's a Pontiac Solstice aerobic, low miles and a tiny trunk. She sits at a beach house all alone and dreams about making a run. An orange man drives her to the country club and maybe to a Home Depot. The plate's expired, but the number's right. 8-8-4-4-0-0. Tonight, tonight, the solstice rides. She's gonna rev it up and lay 'em down. Get off of this sleepy avenue and drive like hell right out of town. Now some cars, they do a little living. Some cars die just sitting at the beach. They come home from around down at the club and sit there in the street. Tonight, tonight, the solstice rides. She's gonna rev it up and lay 'em down. Get off of this sleepy avenue and drive like hell right out of town.
No one can fend them off. An Orange Nation army cannot be quelled.
Tony.
By propriety, Red 89 Hawk knows that all too well.
This guy's a jackass, Dennis.
And they're screaming exactly at the golf course while Steve Sands conducts interviews.
Johnson's Logeasery. And Chunks on with Tom Cotton on Meet the Press on MSNBC.
There we go, a little Logeasery to you.
On a 5 a.m. flight to Phoenix, a smell is rising. She barked to warn the captain at his door. It's soon after this part, Wilbon is heaving. From the gift the beast had left upon the floor.
Flush it. Flush it. Flush it. Flush it out in the air. Flush it. Flush it.
I will kill you people.
Oh, man. Such a great week for songs. John's always so creative with those mixes and combinations of tunes there. And then that... Chris Saliza and his Dawson's Creek obsession. I think Robert Berg found the perfect way to poke fun at Chris without being mean. I thought that was a great, great way to walk in the line, something that maybe some of the rest of us could learn. Next, here are four songs about Tony's Restaurant, a reprise from myself, followed by two from Joe Arrow and a new one from Tim Cree.
Michael Dad remembers everything he says, like don't buy horses and don't buy jets. Was there a third thing on that list? I forget. Oh well, it probably wasn't that important. Now today I've got a major announcement. The socialite was bored. So me and Alan and Gary and Maury, we sunk all our money into some bar. You thought by now you'd have sent me to Florida, or I'd be wandering in front of an old bookstore. But instead I lost my common sense, and this is the end. This is the end of the inheritance.
But you bought yourself a restaurant, and Wilbon's not surprised. You'll say you'd like a disclosed location. Podcasting live would be affirmation, while eating bowling alley fries. And Maury said Chadwick's down on Wisconsin. It's a lot like Cheers, where you walk down inside it. And Gary and the socialite, they both kind of liked it. So Chad's in Frantipite is the place that we bought. Oh, look at all the hungry people eating at Chadwick's. Picks up the menu in front. Mr. Tony's your host, sampling the pot roast.
waiting for pulled pork or appetizers they cook on the spot in your face. Who owns this place? All the hungry people. Where do they all come from? All the hungry people. Where do they all belong? Poor Mr. Tony, writing the check so this dive of a bar stays afloat. He's not the goat, look at him sweating, damning his pot in the morning when no one is there. He's still on the air, all the hungry people, please pour them all some wine. All the hungry people, do they ride the purple line? Ah, look at all the hungry people.
Now, Tim Cree sure sounds a lot like Joe Arrow there. So, four new songs about Tony's new restaurant, Chad's. Now it's time for the return of one of my favorite segments. Let's do it.
It's a cesspool. 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 It's a cesspool.
All right, this is the time of the show where we read a post from the Andy Poley Happy Fun Time message board. This website, stinks.com, Bill Heckett's message boards that have been keeping the conversation going for quite a while. This week's entry is from Blair H. Blair says, a jukebox that plays the TK jingles? How about no?
It's a cesspool. 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 It's a cesspool.
All right, next up, many of us were extremely excited to hear that John Jr. Feinstein was returning to Tony's show last week, and we're just waiting with bated breath to hear if he would burp or they would talk about the wooden story or other classic John Feinstein moments. And instead, it was a very rote, straightforward interview with a guy named John Feinstein. It's almost as if Tony had never met him. It was just so different than any exchange I can ever remember from Junior being on the show. So we're going to start this off with a collaboration from Brad and KJ, and then a couple additions to the Hallelujah Chorus, the Leonard Cohen string of songs about John Jr. Feinstein, for myself, commenting on this new, strange state of affairs.
He went away, and we wondered why. But we knew it wasn't right. And when they just wouldn't pay the man, we knew that wasn't very nice. Junior's back, and it's gonna be funny. Blue Apron ads, they must be making money. Hey, Lord, hey, Lord, Junior's back. And we're not sure we'd live to see the day. Hey, Lord, hey, Lord, Junior's back. Or we could hear him slurping Coach K. Hey, Lord, hey, Lord, Junior's back. Hey, did you try to make him mad? Will we find him eating at Chance? We're so glad, and now we're gonna show it. Hey, Lord, hey, Lord, Junior's back. And now he's back, so the hell with Leonard Cohen. Hey, Lord, hey, Lord, Junior's back.
John Feinstein joins us now. I wanted to have him on to talk about Mike Krzyzewski at great length. Nobody in the media world knows Mike Krzyzewski better than John.
The boycott's over now, I guess. The return of a familiar guest. But Tony called him by a name that's so peculiar. Tony, who is John Feinstein? I'm not really sure who you mean. The only Feinstein that I know is Junior. Call him Junior. His name is Junior. In the future, stick to Junior.
Thank you. Good job out of you.
Appreciate my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
John Feinstein, boys and girls. We will take a break. When we come back, Nigel will do news. I am Tony Kornheiser.
talked a lot about Coach K and how Grayson Allen should be allowed to play. But in full disclosure, that's not why I listen to ya. Do you still burp? Do you still swim? What size pants are you fitting in? And what new book are you promoting, Junior? What's up, Junior? What's new with you, Junior? How's that sense of humor? What's up, Junior?
I want to say thanks to John Feinstein for coming on with us. I want to thank our sponsor today, Indochino and ZipRecruiter. Please support them the way they support our podcast.
You know, over the past few years, as I've done these Kickstarters to raise money for TK Jingles events and websites and podcasts and whatever, one of the custom offerings that I've had is a personalized jingle that you could purchase about yourself or a friend or an enemy or whatever topic you wanted to talk about. And they're always a lot of fun to do, but I also really procrastinate about them. Like I dread sitting down to do them because it takes a lot of work. And so this past weekend, I had the whole day free on Sunday or Saturday, one of those days, and I spent, I think, 10 hours just sitting at my desk writing and recording custom jingles to close out last year's Kickstarter because there were some I hadn't finished because I just had been kicking it down the road. I had a lot of other stuff going on. I just said, I'll get to it later. But I wanted to have the slate clean before I launched the new event. So I sat down and put them together. And at the end of the day, I felt so good about it. It was so much fun. And in general, folks, when I sent them out to them, they seemed to really like them. So I wanted to share just one of them here. I mean, these are all very personalized, so they're not necessarily relevant, but I thought this one was. So Claudia, who knits custom items for Littles and for Tony, she came to the event last year, and she sent me this note. It was just perfect timing with Tony's purchase at the restaurant that I asked her, hey, can I finish that song for you? So Claudia sent me this. She said, would you believe that Chadwick's and Friendship Heights has special meaning for me? I graduated from Georgetown in 83, involved dinner at Chadwick's and drinks on the house as my sister worked there with Beaver and Joe McHahan or Hohan. So that's it. So Chadwick's has special meeting. Claudia likes to knit. She went to Georgetown in 83. She always went to dinner and drank for free. So I tried to find something of that time about that subject, and here's what I came up with.
Chadwick! And Friendship Heights sure means a lot to me. You know it was the place to go back in 83. My sister worked there way back then, so I got free drinks again and again. And though my sister left, will you condone my theft? Can I still drink for free? Oh, can I still drink for free? You'll see me at the bar, knitting hats and scarves. Can I still drink for free?
So that Bryan Adams song, Run To You, it almost works as a TK jingle. Hopefully I can repurpose some of that someday for an actual song that would fit on the website. A little bit too personal there for Claudia maybe, but so close to being about Chadwick's and everything else. So this year, I'm not offering that custom song option just because of the work involved. I have too much time spent on things that I do for free rather than having time to do things that pay money. So, you know, in keeping with that theme, I'm not offering it this year. So the margins are a lot lower this year. So I need your help to buy a shirt or do something else stupid like that. And as one last bit of encouragement here, as I alluded to in the beginning, the incomparable Robert Berg, we're going to pay for him to travel down here to have a hotel to be comfortable if we reach our goal and if we exceed our goal. But if we don't, I have a fallback plan. So instead of the incomparable Robert Berg, I have the utterly comparable Tom Burf. Now, Tom is not quite as good as Robert, but he is, you know, he will come for a much more reasonable fee. And the downside is, though, that he only covers early 1990s female acts like Wilson Phillips and Jewel. And, you know, his sense of humor is just the worst. It's just all potty humor and jokes. And as anybody who listens to this podcast knows, this is a very highbrow affair. I don't tolerate toilet humor and jokes that have any kind of double entendre. So I'm not really a Tom Burf fan, but I thought I would give you a glimpse of the kind of crap that Tom Burf does just to help encourage you, as soon as you stop listening to this podcast, to go to tkjingles.com, click on the Kickstarter, and contribute to the event. So here's Tom Burf with You're in Love.
You're in love. Spell it out. C-U-P. Yes, I hear that makes you happy. You're in love. I have proof. 'Cause there were cameras in that hotel room. You're in love. And in case it's not clear enough by now, there's some double entendre there, baby. Some things you don't talk about in public. You're in love.
The incomparable Robert Berg from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who says, you got to make your new restaurant a Schwitz Bar and Grill and call it Steam. Also, Gary Williams is bound to explode his wrath on someone not taking a darts game seriously, so it's a play on his temper as well. Just to hear more jingles about naked old men eating dinner, go to Schwitz Songs Club. You're welcome. It's just brilliant.
The Schwitz, the Schwitz, there are men everywhere. The Schwitz, not wearing underwear. The Schwitz, I can't believe these guys, I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jer, all ass is bare. The Schwitz! The Schwitz, the Schwitz, now not that this is wrong. The Schwitz, I just saw something long. The Schwitz, this place is filled with burly men all laughing. Everybody seems so happy, are you circumcised or flappy? The Schwitz! The Schwitz? There are men at every table and no women to be found. They're busy eating sausage, absolutely it's profound. There's steak with every serving, oh I can't believe my eyes. And in my gut I feel the love that's coming from these guys. But look, the Schwitz, it's not for everyone. The Schwitz, you can surely bring your son. Inspired, they're gathering all around, just telling stories about sweating it out, feeling on fire. The Schwitz! What's this? Here, men soaking up the steam, how queer, and who would ever think, and why, not covering up their little tiny things, but ass naked to wedding rings, or wearing towels to feel like kings, there's a smile on everyone, this looks like fun, this looks like fun, there's only steak, they don't serve fish, the Schwitz! Oh my, what now, the men they are asleep, but look, getting massages on the cheap. No rules, no women here to scream or nag them or ensnare them. Just some old sweaty men secure inside their steam land. The Schwitz! The women are all missing and no ladies to be found. And in this place it's sweaty and so steamy all around. Instead of wives, I swear I can't hear priests preaching in the air. The smell of steaks and guys is absolutely everywhere. Big schlongs, no frowns, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. Do I want it? Do I want it? Do I want it for my own? I've got to know what is this place that I have found? It's the Schwitz! Tony's in town.
Michael's. Remember the Jingle Fest? I walked into the Jingle Fest and was stunned.
At how young?
That, you know, the handicap ramp wasn't being used that much. Yeah. There were a lot of young people there.